Good morning. Today we have a very relevant question all the time, every year for Rosh Hashanah, but especially at the time of Corona, where we have people who are unable to come to shul, to hear the Tkiyah Shofar, people who may be in lockdown. In Israel we call it bidud, so they're not able to come out, so they're going to have to hear it. Hopefully they'll be able to hear it from somebody who will come below after that person was either Yotzei in shul, he heard the Tkiyah Shofar in shul, or he himself was the Baal Tokeh in shul. So the question is, the second time, third, fourth time that this person is blowing the Baal Tokeh, who's going to say the brachas? Is it going to be the person blowing or the person hearing? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, when we are talking about men who are being Yotzei. So we had a Baal Tokeh, let's assume that he blew in shul. So the next time, if he's blowing for a man or men who didn't hear the shofar, ha'achronim ha'alu, the achronim have paskin de be'ofen zeh, in this situation that the Baal Tokeh was already Yotzei, and now he's coming to blow for other people who are not Yotzei, tov yoser shi'evarchu hashomim be'atzman shtei abrachas. It is preferred, it is preferable that the people who are being Yotzei, the listeners, should say the brachas the second time, the third time, the fourth time, and not the Baal Tokeh who was already Yotzei. That is the ideal. Don't have the Baal Tokeh who is Yotzei already say the brachas, but the listeners who are being Yotzei should say the brachas. Nonetheless, this Mishnah Berurah continues, Umina Gaolam. However, the minhag is to be lenient, and for the Baal Tokeh to say the brachas for those who are hearing, even though the Baal Tokeh was already Yotzei the mitzvah, and says the Mishnah Berurah, Vein Limchos Behem, and don't rebuke them for doing it wrong, Kichen Ikar Midina, because this is the Mi'ikar Hadin, this is the fundamental basis of the law. What does that mean? So in fact, the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak explains, what is this Mishnah Berurah being Kichen Ikar Midina, that this is really the Ikar Din, and it's permissible for the Baal Tokeh to say the brachas again, to be motzi people. So he explains as follows, that this is talking about on a bidyeved level, it's not the ideal. Bidyeved, if the Baal Tokeh says the brachas again in order to be motzi further people, bidyeved, not ideally, but bidyeved, after the fact, that would be acceptable. And accordingly, because it would be acceptable, we don't have to rebuke people who are doing it this way. But if you want to do the mitzvah lechatchil, if you want to do the mitzvah in the ideal way, that's how the Mishnah Berurah started out his statement, that if the people listening know how to say the bracha, if the man listening knows how to say the bracha, it should be him to say the bracha, not the Baal Tokeh. So indeed, it turns out as follows, that the Baal Tokeh, he was already Yotzei in shul, he heard the Tzkiyas in shul, or he was the Baal Tokeh himself, and now he's blowing for another man. That listener, that man who is being Yotzei now for the first time, should indeed say the brachas. That's the ideal way to do it. But if he doesn't know how to say the brachas, then certainly the Baal Tokeh can say the brachas for him, despite the fact that he was already Yotzei. Now, when it comes to women, it's a little bit more complicated. If the man who is already Yotzei is blowing for a woman, then the Piskei Tshuvas brings as follows, in the name of the Ramah, Sha'af B'dievet Osur L'Tokeya L'Varach B'Shvilan, even B'dievet, even after the fact it's prohibited for the Baal Tokeya to say the brachas, Ela hanashim hayotzos yedei chovas and hem sheyavarchu la'atzman, but rather the women would be obligated to say the bracha, not the man who is blowing for them. And he goes on to say that if the women listening don't know how to say the brachas, so we have a problem. The Baal Tokeh, he was Yotzei already, so he can't say the brachas for them, and they don't know how to say the brachas. So in fact, he says, you can do the blowing without saying the brachas. If the brachas are not going to prevent the doing of the mitzvah, ideally you'd say the brachas, certainly, but if they don't know how to say that, he can't say it, and they don't know how to say it, so just blow the shofar without they're saying the brachas. Or what he can do is, when that Baal Tokeh is in shul and the first time around, if he's listening in shul to the blowing in shul, he can have in mind that he's not being Yotzei in shul, because he's going to be Yotzei later on when he blows for the women, assuming that he knew that he was going to be blowing again for a woman or women, and don't be Yotzei the first time he hears in shul, and he should simply be have in mind when he's in shul, I'm going to be Yotzei later when I blow, and accordingly, when he blows for the woman or women after davening, then indeed he can say the brachas, because he's saying the brachas for himself, and he's also being motzi the women as well. Have a wonderful day.